I feel we in Donegal have done enough. Letterkenny has done its fair share. The rest of the small towns like Killybegs, we can't take any more. But we're being forced to take more. I wrote this with the expectation that I was seeing an immigration centre, a refugee centre, an IPAS centre opening in the Tara Hotel. Thankfully, that hasn't been done. And the new rules would show that they can't take the last hotel and amenity in the area, and that is our last hotel and amenity. It hasn't been taken for refugees at present. But last night, I was informed it doesn't seem to be being talked about too much yet in the community, but an immigration centre, an IPAS immigration centre, is opening. It's confirmed last week. So the politicians, both local and national TDs, have sat on their hands with this information since it was given to them by the IPAS in Dublin agency, Integration Minister's Office, and that was on the 3rd of April. So we're only finding out last night, myself and other people are finding out slowly today.
And the IPAS centre you mentioned there, Derek, the Marden House in Killybegs, a disused B&B that's been lying idle for a couple of years now, surely it makes no harm if people are going into an empty property?
Yeah, there's different ways to look at it, but that hasn't been a B&B. I'm back from Dublin since 2002. It hasn't been a B&B since that. The point is, we have taken our share in Donegal. We have done it. We are running, as my letter to the Independent, that anyone cares to want to read that, it's Donegal has done much to help displaced people, but collective well is now dry. We in Donegal look forward to these new plans, but we take with a pinch of salt aspirations of sharing and distributing immigration and housing fairly around the country. This is what was said only in last week's document from Minister Roderick O'Gorman. We are out in front of everyone else. As I said in that letter to the Indo, we are out in front leading the pack and housing at twice the national average for IPAS immigrants. So how many more do the people want us to take?